The event was an effort to bring together local businesses and organizations to help the EPC reach out and inform the community. One organization at the fair, called Nature's Classroom, worked to educate youth about environmental protection and environmental issues. Bill Muncy, a teacher from Nature's Classroom, said connecting all these environmental organizations from around the Bay is a key step in working towards a cleaner environment.
We're down here in the business district. I just had a lady come by, and I'm not going to use her name, but she's very influential in one of our larger companies here. She'd never touched a gator. She'd never touched a snake. She was thrilled to do it. She said, "This is really cool. You know, what can I do? Can I come out with my staff maybe and see what we could do to help you out at Nature's Classroom?" And so, you know, I made a contact there. Karen's going around and making contacts with other people. So we want everybody to be involved in this, because one person, one institution can't do the job. It takes total community commitment.
The fair was an eclectic mix of eco-conscious exhibits ranging from local farms to recycled oil producers. Miles Carter, a Hillsborough County native and owner of My Sweet Bees Apiaries, walked around the fair wearing a bright yellow shirt that read, "I'm a beekeeper. Ask me about my bees." Carter said he was there to show support for green businesses and to send a message.
The more people that are aware of what's really happening chemically, and I'm going to stress chemicals because they play such an important factor with bees in particular, we need to tell Congress and our senators, you need to ignore the lobbyists from the big chemical companies and clean up the environment.
The theme of this year's fair was environmental protection through community engagement. Nanette O'Hare, a representative from the Bee Floridian campaign, provided information to the community about Tampa's fertilizer ordinance. From June 1st until the end of September, people living in Tampa will not be able to legally buy or use nitrogen-enhanced fertilizer.
Nitrogen, in particular, is the number one pollutant in Tampa Bay. Too much nitrogen causes algae blooms that turn the water that nasty pea green, and it can cause fish kills. So we're asking people not to use nitrogen fertilizer in the summer, because that's when we get our heaviest rains.
May is also National Bike Month. The EPC sponsored a bike raffle at the fair and encourages residents of Tampa to look at biking as a form of alternative transportation during this month. For WMNF News, I'm Roberto Roldan, reporting from Tampa.